When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome. I'm Joko, and joining with me always is the lovely Haley.
Hi everyone.
This is the Anna Munchies podcast, where we talk about life, food here in Southern California, from LA all the way to San Diego and in between. Then we flip on that nerd switch, talk about gaming, anime, and Haley's specialty,
K-pop.
So hello everyone, thanks for joining us. Hope you've all been well. Again, you can hit us up on animunchiesla@gmail.com for some topics or anything you want us to talk about or to say hi. And let's jump into food, our favorite. And since we talked about regular food last time, I think we're about due for some boba talk.
Yes.
And boba. What spot are we going to be talking about this time?
It's called Jin's Tea House.
Jin's Tea House. Is it Jin's with an
Jin.
S? Gin. Yeah. So just gin. Gin tea house. Yeah. Gin as in
gin worldwide, from BTS.
Worldwide handsome gin.
Yes.
But it's not actually his tea house. Mm. It's just called Gin Tea House. And there's two locations, actually. We've only been to the Pasadena one. That's like the main one you usually go to. And apparently there's a West Covina one, too.
Yeah.
So we've never been there. But maybe when we're in West Covina. So we're finally here in San Gabriel Valley, SGV. 626.
Yes.
I feel like we're always talking about LA and then Orange County.
Yeah.
So we finally made it. And we're now in Pasadena. And there's a lot in Alhambra, Pasadena, that whole area. A lot of good food spots there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We usually go to Boiling Point.
Yeah.
It's like a hot pot place.
There's so much to choose from. I mean, even down to Arcadia, there's a lot there too that we love. But Gin Tea House is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Time to get back on track. And it's one of my favorite boba spots, milk tea spots in general.
Well, the reason why we found out about it was because it's connected to the restaurant Boiling Point.
Right. So we're waiting one of those nights, like maybe a couple of years ago. We're just waiting for, you know, to get seated when we still had indoor dining. I don't know what that is these days.
Yeah.
I don't remember how that feels like. But and it's literally right next door.
Yeah, but they also serve it in the restaurant too.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. So it's kind of like it neighbors it, plus they have access to the kitchen or something. So that's why you can order it there. So we've ordered it, I think, before in Boiling Point.
Boiling Point, yeah.
And also we've done it on an occasion where later on that we've just ordered it straight up from Jim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think we really like their, like, the boba's really good, first of all.
Our go-to drink, it's called, there's no really name, but it's the organic milk tea with tofu pudding and brown sugar boba.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. It's
I was just going to say, if you're Filipino, it literally tastes like a tahoe boba.
Yeah, it's a tahoe drink. If you're Filipino, which is like, it's tahoe, even if you're familiar with it, it's kind of like a light Filipino, like, sweet dessert. It's like light syrup mixed with tofu. Silken tofu, yes.
And then it has like the tapioca pearls in it also, that with brown sugar syrup as well.
So it literally is like a handheld drink version.
Tahoe. It's usually served hot. And I think you can get this drink hot as well.
I think so too. Yeah, like, and hot and cold. Obviously the big difference is it has milk tea also.
Yeah.
But it's so good. Like, it just blends so well together. It's like, has good sweetness, mm-hmm. but it's not super sweet. Because, like, the tofu balances it out.
Yeah.
And the milk tea itself is good. And the boba is always warm when we get it. So, like, when you're sipping up the boba, it tastes so good.
It's really good. They have, like, other drinks there. But I think the other one that I've gotten from them before is the Hokkaido milk tea.
That's good, too.
That one's good.
Because our friends, Michael and Erwin, they always order something different. Like, what you don't usually order you go to,
it's
like, milk tea spots.
Tea blends.
They get regular, tea blends or, like, even, like, mixed, like, ice stuff, like, I don't know, it's like all different fruit.
They usually get like lychee, I think, like the jelly,
lychee jelly, and like, I don't know, just all this, like, passion fruit. They get like all this different stuff. I think there's a passion fruit tea that they get with, like, lychee jelly, whatever you want to call it. Tornado, tomato, potato. And so I think all of them's good too, because they've had, let us try it too.
Yeah.
It's like super refreshing.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of other ones, like butterfly tea and all that different stuff that other people are more interested in.
I think people get those more for like the aesthetic look, because like it's layered. So like the different colors. So it'll be like yellow, blue, and purple, like the drink.
Right. Oh, what I got, we went recently. So we went like this past weekend. I got to say, what blew my mind is the container, how they hold the cups.
Oh, the to-go
it's so
cups.
Simple for the to. It's like, you know how usually they have like those bottom holder trays that you put the drinks in,
like you get from
or
McDonald's.
Like you carry it. Also, like they have those but you put the drinks inside. So how they, like, whoever invented this is a genius, because it's probably super cheap and super like smart. It's just like a cardboard folded, like it's like rounded on the bottom. The cardboard is folded. There's holes in it, and then you put the drinks in there. Because, like, the top part of the boba drinks can't fit through, so it kind of locks in place, and you're just holding it, and it's just like a piece
like
of cardboard.
A shopping bag kind of thing.
It doesn't look like a bag, though. Like, it looks like a bent, it looks like a cardboard, literally, like,
no,
cardboard
but I mean,
like, stapled.
You hold it like a shopping bag.
Oh, yeah, like, it has a handle, but I'm just saying, like, it looks like a cardboard stapled together, and then there's two holes in there,
so
and you just throw it in there.
About it.
Yeah, I had Haley hold it so I could record a video of it, because it looks so cool. Just post it to the IG. So yeah, Gin Tea House, super good. Another one of those spots when you're not in LA or Orange County, finally, since we've kind of stepped out of there. Which makes me think we should definitely talk about more spots over there. So
there's a lot.
Yeah, maybe in the next one we'll talk a food spot. Definitely, there's so many. Like, it's just, I'm
we haven't even talked
mind.
About Boiling Point. I think we should. Like,
not even
next
Boiling
time.
Point. There's Jazz Cat.
Oh yeah, see.
See, there's so much. There's Dong Pao.
Oh, yeah.
And there's, like, oh, there's so much. There's so many spots. So definitely check it out. Gin Tea House. We'll see you there. And make sure you invite us if you ever go. And I guess it's time to flip on the Nerd Switch with Haley's specialty, K-pop.
K-pop. So I guess it's my personal specialty, because we're talking about BTS again today.
Of course we are.
I mean, I'm most knowledgeable in them, but they're going to be at the Grammys this Sunday, March 14th. They're going to be the first K-pop group to ever perform at the Grammys.
Really?
And also be nominated. So they're going to have their own stage which I'm pretty sure they're going to perform Dynamite. They haven't, like, they, because I watched an interview with them.
I'll put
them.
Money on Dynamite.
Yeah, definitely Dynamite, because they were nominated for that particular song for a Grammy.
Oh,
for the best,
I see.
I think it was, like, pop group of 2020. But, yeah, so they're the first K-pop group. Because last year at the Grammys, if you guys watched, you probably remember them. They were, like, the backup singers for, I forgot what his name is.
Oh,
I
don't
know. Cowboy guy. That sing, the
cowboy
the,
guy.
The Old Town Road song. Who is the one that sings that? Old Town. You know that song though, right? Old Town Road.
I don't know. It's not like Blake Shelton or something like that,
I
right?
forgot who it is.
That's
really...
like the only one I can think of that's like, oh, I... damn. You have your phone?
Yeah.
I'll stall and talk if you want to look it up. Well, so Hailey is currently on her phone looking it up, which is crazy though that BTS is like, at this level, it's surprising to think of it now that they've never
Lil
been.
Lil Nas is the one that sings it, "Old Town Road." So that so BTS was.
I was totally off. I was thinking something else.
I was thinking
Blake Shelton.
I got the song correct, but then yeah, it's Lil Nas. They were his backup singers for that song. Yeah, so like if you want to watch like last year's performance, you'll see BTS, and I was like, oh, like they deserve their own stage, and they finally get it.
Yeah,
because
they're bigger than Lil Nas now. Yeah. If anything,
so they finally get their own stage this year. I'm pretty sure they're going to be singing other songs other than Dynamite, but they're keeping it a secret, they said.
Oh yeah,
because I saw a, like a interview with them, and then they were like, it's a secret, but we've been working hard.
Since, okay, I want to challenge you, Hailey, since you're such a BTS expert.
Oh, no.
What would you guess, or at least, like, two other songs they would perform, aside from, obviously, Dynamite?
Life Goes On.
Okay, Life Goes On.
And, shoot, I don't know what the other one would be. If it would be, like, from their older albums, maybe Spring Day, but then maybe from their recent one. They might do Blue and Gray. I'm not sure though.
Want to know my guess?
What you're gonna?
I
think
agree.
They...
With, I would. I agree with the your obviously Dynamite. I agree with Life Goes On. Uh-huh. I think the third pick is like a sleeper pick
song?
Of an yeah of a cover
Maybe.
Of a cover of you know how they did the Coldplay Fix You.
Right.
I feel like it would
Maybe.
If they do that, that'd be crazy. But if anything,
Maybe
I think it's a cover
with someone
or collaboration.
Too.
That's my that, my guess. So. What happened?
Oh, I heard a sound. I thought it was your laptop. Sorry.
And I mean, that's pretty exciting to be like, I mean, just for any artist that like that have, there's been artists over the years that have always been nominated at the same time performing.
Right.
But this is big, I guess, for like
yeah,
K-pop in general.
Because like for BTS, like if you watch all their interviews.
Which Hailey does.
No,
is what she's implying.
Not all of them. But anyway,
90%.
Like, well, they always say, like, when they're being interviewed by, like, especially, like, American, like, interviewers, they're like, what is your one dream? Or, like, what is something that you want to accomplish? They're always, like, to win a Grammy. This was, like, a long time ago, like, when they first came out as well. Like, so maybe, like, 7 years ago.
Wow.
6 years ago.
Damn.
They always said, like, oh, we would love to, like, be a part of the Grammy award show because it's, like, so well known. Like, it would make us so proud and, like. They've always seen it as, like, their dream to be on the Grammys. And then look at them now, like, 7 years later.
They're on it.
They're
nominated.
They're going to perform. They
performing.
Have their own stage. Yeah. So it's a big thing for them. It's, like, they get really, like, emotional about it.
It you seems like cry. They're not the only one emotional about
know.
It.
So proud of them.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure the ARMY is proud.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. So that's actually going to be
this
today.
Yeah.
This is when we're going to post it. So, because this is one of the first times we're like posting like for the week coming week. We're like recording this actually the week of.
Yeah.
So this Sunday, you don't have the time?
It's at 5. Like the Grammys start at 5 p.m. I don't know.
We when don't know when. So you just have to tune in.
Yeah.
Is that, do you know what channel
nope.
the Grammys in? So just watch the Grammys at 5
we
p.m.
We don't even have like regular cable. So I don't know.
We do
the
have, we have Locast.
Oh. So I don't know. We'll have to look it up.
So is that Pacific Standard Time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Pacific Standard Time here in California.
Yeah, because it's here, right? Usually the Grammys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds right. And I wonder how they're going to do it. Like,
I don't know what they're doing for
I mean, they're still strict, especially here in LA.
I don't know if anyone's actually going to like,
there's going to be like a red carpet, like people, celebrities coming in and seating.
We'll have to see.
We'll find out.
It's probably just all going to be like virtual, or like they're going to be,
everyone's going to be in a giant Zoom meeting.
They're going to film it in their country or wherever,
like their homes. Like, everyone's going to dress nice on their top and watch, like, just like me, I'm just wearing basketball shorts underneath. That'd be cool. We'll see. That opens it up to a lot of opportunities for collaborations between artists.
Yeah, it sucks though, because like, looking back at the Grammys before, where they all get to mingle with like other artists and stuff, they can't even do that this year.
Yeah. Hopefully next year.
Yeah.
There's a chance. Maybe. When everyone, for the most part, is vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Hopefully. I mean, we're hoping to get our vaccination soon when the Johnson & Johnson is like more rolled out.
Yeah.
So we don't have to go back for a second dose. So fingers crossed and good for BTS. Congratulations.
BTS.
Man, they've come a long way, huh?
They have come a long way.
Maybe we'll talk more about some of the different variety shows next episode.
Oh, huh? My gosh.
Yes. So that's it, I guess, for K-pop talk. Anything you want to add? Say.
I love you, Jimin.
What about Jin?
That's love for you, Jin.
Mm-hmm. And V.
Oh, and V. Yeah. Jungkook.
And Jenny.
She's not part of it.
So actually we don't really have a gaming topic set up, because kind of save time, because it's kind of a short week for me, especially like editing. Mm-hmm. And because we kind of celebrated my birthday this past weekend with my family and my sister and my parents. We had like different days celebrating.
Yeah,
with them,
so we were busy on Saturday and
during
Sunday.
This week, so it's like, yeah, kind of more cramped, and I thought that I could save myself a little time by removing one topic.
Right.
And gaming it was. So straight into anime. So what's the topic for this week for anime?
I have no idea, because I'm not watching this anime.
she probably doesn't even know how to pronounce it.
What is it called?
So in English it's called Jobless Reincarnation. Yeah. AKA Mushoku Tensei.
Mushoku Tensei.
Yes. So it's the genre of this one is actually, first off, it's one of the newer ones, mm-hmm, one of the currently running ones. I think winter 2021. That's I think the season we're in right now for anime.
Oh, okay.
That's what they call it.
Oh,
and What it's about, it's an isekai. Isekai is, do you kind of know that topic? Or like what isekai is for like that genre?
Is it
genre?
For like young adults?
No. Oh, no. I mean, that's like, oh, so like that, that's like, for young adults is like shonen or like kids. And then the thing, the other one that you're thinking of is seinen.
Oh, seinen.
Like older adults.
I don't know what isekai
So means. Isekai, it's almost like, it's kind of like a genre in terms of like, you know, like rom-com, that kind of a genre.
Oh.
You know, like supernatural, mm-hmm, shonen, which is, you know, action and like all that kind of. So isekai, what happens in isekai, there's a lot of different isekais out there, mm-hmm, is when the main protagonist or ends up like, you know, they're from the real world, like the normal world, right? Mm-hmm. And then they get transferred or transported or sent to a different like alternative like universe. Mm-hmm. Or like a different world. It, mm-hmm, could be like digital. It could be supernatural.
Is that what isekai is?
Yeah. So that's like what it
so
is.
So like when sword art kind of thing?
Exactly. So sword art is like one of the big main ones.
Digimon?
That you could. Digimon is an isekai. That's okay. Technically an isekai.
Yeah.
So that's the genre of isekai, if you're not too familiar. Uh-huh. Like, yeah. So anything that deals with like being sent to like a different alternative
no game,
universe.
No Game, No Life.
No Game, No Life is the other big one. One of my favorite ones. That you're just sent to a different world that's not from your own. Mm. And more so, not just like not from where they're from, but like the world that they're originally from, like I said, is like supposed to be kind of relatable to like the readers, like supposed to be kind of like more of our normal world.
Right.
So Mushoku Tensei is kind of cool because so he gets transported to a world where it seemed like more like medieval at first. Mm. Like But at the same time, there's like, you know, it's kind of like one of those things. Think of like kind of like Lord of the Rings type of thing where it's kind of like medieval, but also those kind of like, it reminds me of those kind of RPGs where
it has kind of like that.
Yeah, like Seven Deadly Sins is a good way to put it too. So like the world of like Final Fantasy, Seven Deadly Sins, that kind of thing. He was back in his old life. I say life because basically what happens is like he's kind of like a shut-in. He's like Hikimori, right? Hikimori are those people who are like, they're always like, they're kind of like hermits. They always stay at home. They're like antisocial.
Well, they're like a nomad?
No. Nomad is people that move from place to place.
I'm thinking of something else. Like, hermit.
Hermits are like shut-ins. Like they always stay like in their own place. They don't like leave. And like, especially like, I think that, I don't know if he's like a gamer or not. I think he's a gamer also. He's always at home just playing games and, you know, just not antisocial, barely goes out. He doesn't even like, they show how he looks like too. He like his, like he's like kind of like fat and doesn't really care about his like hygiene. He doesn't really, he's not a really cool guy, like cool looking guy in the looks department too, for like, especially like a protagonist, right?
Right.
But this is what happens. So like one day, I forgot what happens. Like, I think he's like gonna get kicked out of his place or he got kicked out of his place. So he's like walking on the street for like the first time, and then there's like some kids in the middle of the street about to get like ran over by a truck. So he pushes them out the way and saves them because he was like yelling at them, but he's trying to yell at them and tell them to like, there's a truck coming.
Yeah.
But he's so used to like not communicating or talking to people that even when he's trying to like yell at them, it's like nothing's coming out. He's like, hey, there's something coming, and it's like you can't really hear him. So he like runs and physically pushes them out the way. Guess what?
He dies.
So this is all within like the first half of the first episode, like what's going on. And as the title it says in English, like, because jobless, first he had no job. Reincarnation. Yeah, like you said, he gets reincarnated. So he gets transported into like this other world where he's literally reborn as a baby.
Yeah, I saw that part.
So Haley kind of saw some of that stuff going on. I was like, what the hell is going on?
When he's like trying to reach for the moms, like, was it her boobs?
Yeah. Like, milk, I want milk, mommy.
Yeah, and he's like, wait a second.
Because like, it's funny because like, he actually does, he's a baby. So he like grows up, right? Yeah. And you see him when he's an actual baby. But the crazy thing is his like mental capacity and like his mind is of whatever was from his past life. So he knows what's going on.
Right. He's like self-aware.
He's like aware of it. He can't talk though as a baby because he's a baby. And plus it's probably like I think they emphasize it's like different language barrier. But like, so that's what happens. Like he's born, literally born into a new world. And then when you meet the mom and the dad, they're kind of a younger couple. And you like, he keeps his like mind intact. Like, yeah, he's like checking out his mom, but he doesn't know it's his mom at first. And he starts kind of putting all the pieces together, which is like the key theme where he, like, they try to emphasize that he's not dumb or he's not like, you know, at a learning level of like kids growing up. He's an actual adult that's now a kid again. So he's able to kind of decipher, these are probably my parents. And I think along the way, you kind of like see him grow up. It kind of speeds up a little bit as you keep watching, but you get to see that in this world that he lives in, like there's magic. His dad's like because his mom can do magic, so magic exists. His dad is like a really well-known fighter. So it's like, you know, like a video game, like you have different classes. And he also like finds out that there's like he could learn to do magic. So he like started self-teaching himself like as a little kid. He's like a 2-year-old kid going around the house. And it's funny too, like the like more like adult R-rated stuff that goes on is like he's a kid and he can hear like when his parents are doing it and they're like, oh, they're at it again, because he knows what's going on. Right,
he's aware.
And then so like he knows when they're like getting it on and stuff, but then he just kind of ignores it and like just like takes advantage of it, like to study and like finds books and tries to read to get as much information about this new world that he basically lives in. And he comes, like, he's actually very gifted. Like, his body, first off, he looks cool and he looks cute as a character, so he got lucky. Obviously you don't want an ugly, not cute main character like in your anime, so of course he looks good and everything. But he finds out that he could do magic spells without saying, because to do magic in that world, you have to like conjure and say like long like lines to release and do magic. Uh-huh. But he like learned, self-taught himself to like do it without having to say anything. Like he could just, whatever, if he wants a fireball or to do like a water attack, he's just like, doesn't say anything, just does it.
Yeah.
So he's like a genius kind of thing, because he's able to do that. And what he does, like, you can tell, like, what's kind of cool is when he starts doing that, he knows better to just, you know, like, if you're a little kid in real life and you're doing it, you'll just be shooting water balls everywhere without, like, saying anything. So he, like, says the lines in front of people to pretend that he's, like, everyone else. Mm-hmm. So he, instead of just shooting it without saying anything. So he wanted to judge to see if it's unique, like, if it's unique that he's able to do it without saying the actual words, which he finds out. And he also gets a tutor from his parents, like hire like a tutor from like a different, there's different races and stuff. That's why I'm saying it's like that kind of a thing where it's like, you know, reminds me of like Lord of the Rings or RPGs. There's different races. And so she kind of, it's like he kind of like opens up to her, shows her like, I can do this, some of this stuff without having to conjure. Mm-hmm. And she's like, that's when, it's like she's not telling anyone else about it either, but that's when she told the main character, whose name is Rudy, this is short for Rudeus, that like, oh wow, you could do that without conjuring. So she's like shocked. Yeah. So it kind of opens his eyes, like, oh shoot,
yeah,
like I'm pretty, like I am special. So it's kind of like that thing. Then he's like, you know, there's a childhood friend, and it kind of moves on, and you just kind of see him grow. And also like one of the things is like, you know, because he was a very like a shut in person, like as an adult, you also see that's like his weakness sometimes when he's growing up, and he like breaks out of it, like because he's too nervous to like even talk to the other kids or leave the confines. Yeah, he's just socially awkward, but he's learned to like, you know, fight that and go against that. And I think it's a lot of good character development, because it's, he really knows better as an adult. Everything he knew, like he learned and didn't want to do or wanted to do in his past life, he like learned from that past life, which he doesn't have anymore.
Right.
And, you know, he puts it in as a kid here in this new life that he has.
Yeah, so everything that he wanted to do, he's able to do it now.
Yeah, so it's cool. It's kind of like a redemption. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of like those, one of those things where it's like people have regrets and kind of shows like what happens if you just...
Like, what if I did this instead?
Yeah, and he does it. Yeah. And he steps out of his like comfort zone and his boundaries. So it's really cool to see. And there's a lot of stuff that goes on. More than what I'm just like giving you the gist of. A lot of crazy stuff goes on.
There's like action too, right?
A lot of action. You meet like all these different types of characters. It's kind of crazy what's going on right now. I haven't read the manga. I don't plan on reading it yet, because I'm enjoying like seeing the show for itself. The art is really good too. Art is really nice, and it's super detailed, like all the different things going on. And it's really cool to see, because he's taking advantage of everything. Like he's like, I realized I learned faster as a kid at this age. Mm-hmm. He's like, because if I was learning this, it would be really hard as an adult. But for some reason, as a kid, I'm picking up all this stuff. So he's learning all these different languages.
Isn't that the same in real life
too? Yeah, exactly. I feel like it's like you could absorb more
for
as
us,
a kid.
As a kid, we can learn
more. But he has like the mental capacity of a kid mixed with like the insight of an adult.
Right.
Which is really cool, because that, like I said, the thing that I thought was cool is when he was learning all these different languages, like, I guess there's a demon language and like for the, you know, kind of like the beast language, like all these different languages, and he's just learning it, picking it up, and everyone's just like treating it like, oh, okay, he's like, oh, he's just a curious or very like interesting or smart kid.
Yeah.
But he's, because, you know, he already learned from his past life. So it's cool. It's like a nice redemption thing, and a lot of action and a lot of cool stuff. And it's more, and it also has slice of life vibes. Like, because he's like just like living day to day, even though there's action and, you know, supernatural stuff going on. It's like if it was normal in our world, that's how he's living it. It's because he just has to adapt. And because he's like he was like a weeb and a gamer, he knows, like, he like always uses reference like that. Oh, he's like, oh, okay, so I'm learning this, I should like level up here, and like kind of thing. So it's pretty cool. Haley hasn't watched any of it.
Yeah.
That's why I did a lot of talking just now.
Yeah.
But she saw the birthing.
Yeah. When he's watching like this, I mean, I'm usually doing like my commissions and stuff.
Yeah, like her art commissions. Mm. But I mean, she peeks every now and then. So she kind of asks what's going on.
Yeah.
When something weird or like some interesting or awkward noises come up.
I would be able to watch it and like draw at the same time if I understood Japanese fluently. So
right, because this is dubbed. Yeah. I meant sub. This is sub. So, Mushoku Tensei. I liked it a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I found it.
Is it done yet?
Actually, I don't know, because I mean the season's coming up. The season ending is coming up soon, right? For anime, I think we're at like maybe we're kind of halfway. I think like a lot of the stuff we're watching is like episode 8 right now, ish. I think so.
Yeah, the ones that started then, because like, not Jujutsu Kaisen, because that's almost done. That has like 3 more episodes.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, because 8, 9, 10, 11, or like 12. So it's still like we still have a few episodes, but it might be coming to an end. I don't know if Jobless Reincarnation is going to be continued like a second season.
Oh.
I hope so, because I am looking forward to like watching and learning more like about it. And I think that's it for this episode. thank you guys for joining us. Check out Mushoku Tensei, Jobless Reincarnation. You'll like it. It's really enjoyable to watch. Has good lighthearted moments, and it's like just really cool, the whole concept. I know isekai has been done before, but this one is kind of more like in his shoes, like the kind of thing, like more realistic type of isekai. Of course, check out BTS Tonight, which is when you're going to be listening to this.
Yes.
So hopefully, we don't know when, but they will be performing tonight in the Grammys.
They'll probably just have it on YouTube after.
If you miss it. It's always going to be on YouTube.
And I can just rewatch it.
But I know Haley, she wants to see it live, so it'll be
again.
So we'll probably be having it somewhere in the back just so Haley could catch it live. I know the way that YouTube does it, it's like you never know, they might be live and put on YouTube even before the Grammys or like right when they perform. So it's like gonna be instant. And don't forget to go Jin Tea House. Get that milk tea with the tofu pudding.
Yes.
And of course the brown sugar boba. Hot is nice too. Like it's nice and warm, especially because it's cold right now.
Yeah.
So
it's been cold and crazy.
Yeah, it's getting dark right now too. So the lighting's probably not going to be that great for this episode. But thanks for joining us as always. Please hit that like button, that subscribe button, that follow button if you're on like all those different podcast streaming stuff like Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, and we'll see you in the next episode. Peace!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.